here's a story from The World.
Here's an unbelievable statistic. North Korea has officially declared zero cases of COVID-19. Literally unbelievable. There is no one who follows North Korea who really believes that number. But what's undeniable is that the pandemic has made an already reclusive country even more isolated. North Korea has sealed off its borders. Only a trickle of goods, and that includes food, is coming in. And North Koreans are desperate. But as the world's Patrick Nguyen reports, don't expect the regime in Pyongyang to beg the outside world for help.
If you want to know how North Koreans are doing, find out what's on their plates. If it's rice, that's always a good sign, says Fyodor Tertitsky, an expert on North Korea at Kukmin University.
Rice is middle-class food. I mean, if you're middle-class, you can afford it in rice. If you're like working class or if you're really poor, you eat corn.
Corn. Right now, lots of families are eating cheap corn, he says. Next up after that is famine, which has happened before. And Tertitsky says it could happen again.
Things are just that bad.
Just a year or two ago, North Korea was on a roll. The Kim regime was letting people shop in semi-official markets. You know, like capitalism. You could get fake Nikes in Pyongyang. And then along came Trump, sitting down with Kim Jong-un to talk peace, with their meetings broadcast on North Korean TV. And to North Korea, that seemed good too, because the U.S. keeps a stranglehold on their economy through sanctions. Kim Jong-un thought he could get America to loosen up those sanctions. But then...
He's quite a guy and quite a character, and I think our relationship is very strong. But at this time, we had some options, and at this time, we decided not to do any of the options, and we'll see where that goes.
It didn't go anywhere. It embarrassed Kim Jong-un, and that, experts say, empowered the regime's super conservatives. They want to go back to the old ways of doing things. This is a song about potatoes, distributed by the government. Used to be everyone in North Korea toiled in a work unit, getting food through a public distribution system. That's how they got everything. Pants, farm tools, potatoes, rice if they were lucky. And I've interviewed North Koreans who grew up under the system. Women like Kim Ara, a defector, who told me about her meals as a kid. It was nothing to sing about. They got so little rice, she says, that they'd take one spoon of it, throw it in a pot with a bunch of grass, then boil it in water to make soup. That was dinner for four during the famine. This system was so terrible that it mostly collapsed in the 90s, and the government had to let people shop in markets just to survive. Yet some North Korean elites who never had to eat grass soup are nostalgic for those days, the days when, Tertitsky says, they had absolute control over everything, even what people put on their plates.
Some views which should have gone extinct decades ago still exist there.
Those views were on display this month at a huge political meeting in Pyongyang. It became very clear. This orthodox ideological thought is back in a very big way. Here's Kim Jong-un himself. Comrades, he says, our people have placed trust in me, high as the sky and deep as the sea. But I have failed to always live up to that trust. And I'm sorry. Yeah, a dictator saying sorry. He even cried a little. Sounds progressive, right? Well, look at what he's sorry for setting unrealistic economic goals, which have been ruined by lying Americans and, of course, COVID-19. So now they're going retro. Tertitsky says they probably can't totally wipe out all free market business or fully rebuild the old distribution system to its former state.
I don't think we would be able to completely rebuild it. It's just we want to. So this is very, very bad.
What hardliners want is more juche, an ideology of extreme self-reliance. For example, now they won't even take medical supplies donated from South Korea during a pandemic. Kim Jong-un's sister, Kim Yo-jong, also a senior figure, recently called South Korean leaders top-class idiots. And then, at a parade about a week ago, North Korea shows off this giant new missile, big as a subway car. They claim they've got nukes that can hit America, with Kim Jong-un saying the U.S. is still, quote, our biggest enemy, no matter who is in power. Sounds like a message to Joe Biden, and his administration's plan for North Korea isn't super clear yet, but many expect him to mimic his old boss, Barack Obama, following his strategy.
tools called strategic patience, which is a good expression for doing nothing.
Or nothing new, at least. Just squeezing North Korea with sanctions, turning the screws so hard that one day, supposedly, they'll say, we can't stand it, come take our nukes. Outside of Washington, D.C., this is seen as fantasy. After all, North Korea is now in serious pain, isolated, broke, its people surviving on corn. And that's not bringing them to the table. It might just be making them even more hostile. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.